Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Monday, the last day of March, the 28th. 7:05 and
last
news
day of February.
Last day of February.
Yes, you said March.
Oh, last day of February. Beginning of March tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Some people would be, oh no, I missed a month, and they just roll over and go back to bed. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ashley is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh!
It's also National Chocolate Souffle Day, and I haven't found any relation yet.
Okay.
Tooth Fairy Day.
Along with chocolate souffle, so you know.
Okay. Hello, Linda.
Hey, everybody. Good morning on this beautiful Monday. Wasn't it supposed to be rainy this week?
That's what it said.
Today, going to be, it says the high of today will be 74. Okay. Mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 48. Tuesday calls for partly sunny. With 73. Now, Tuesday night says there will be chance of shower. So, as we look at this forecast here, Wednesday, 40% chance of showers with 68. Thursday, 50% chance of showers with 62. And Friday, slight chance of showers throughout the week. It looks like when we see the slight, the 50 and the 60%, well, there you go. So, it looks like we may have and pray for the rain this week. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where the local company of the Kinney family, veteran-owned, they do the veteran senior discounts, located out in Anderson, 365-3793.
Now, today I booked something just for you. Just for you. The cast of Reading Christian School are doing Oklahoma. Now, why would that be just for you? Because they're bringing in Ado, is that?
Ado.
Ado Annie.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you too. Because you did that. That was one of your big roles.
Oh, no. You've got, I'm sorry.
I thought you did that.
No, that was Peggy.
Peggy did that.
I did Adelaide.
Peggy.
I
Moss
was Adelaide.
Barker, Moss Barker?
No, Peggy Gold.
Moose Burger.
Where are you?
High school.
You've got like a five.
High school.
That was Adelaide.
You did Adelaide.
Adelaide, not Ado Annie.
Adelaide from?
Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
I guess they both start with an A, Carl.
They start with an A. And it was a high school. Okay. I put a lot of pressure on that young girl.
I guess you did. It'd be such a good role. Whoever gets to play that role.
Linda's going
to
sing along with you. She knows every word.
No, well, I don't. But everybody knows, I'm just a girl who can't say no. I mean, you know, that's the whole. Oklahoma is such a wonderful musical. Just so many perfectly written, you know, classic.
I don't know if they have that one in there. This is going to be the short version.
Okay.
See, they have a short version.
They
I
do?
Guessed. Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
And then at 8 o'clock, we're having the regional film representative for Shasta, Tehama, Yuba County.
You know, Christine Ritchie, she has been in town and they've been filming. So we'll find out all about that because there's a lot of film companies that are, or many, that have come through Reading. And we're going to find out more about that. Just I'd love to know about the scouts when they come through. Well, certain locations they love to shoot from.
She's got lots of information. Now, we're in day five of the Ukraine being invaded by the Russians. And there was kind of good news, I mean, with all this going on. There was this group of 10 Ukrainian sailors or soldiers that the Russian warship came up, and it's a small island. It's called Snake Island. And they said, Elval, surrender to us.
Mm.
And they sent back the message, you can go F yourself. And then it was reported they were all killed. Well, as it turns out, they sent the message, and the, but they weren't killed. They were all captured. They were all captured anyway. But they're alive, and that's the good thing. Ukrainians are fighting back. One of the former world heavyweight boxing champion is back there. He's armed up, and he's fighting. They're supposedly, this is day five, and the peace talks are starting. It's reports that Belarus, another place that Russia moved into, is sending troops against Ukraine. The other thing, when people say the Ukraine, that's totally wrong. It's not that. You don't say the Ukraine. It's just Ukraine. It'd be like saying the California.
Mm, okay.
See what I mean? You could say, like, the Ukrainian people, I guess. But it's just Ukraine, not the Ukraine. The battles are going on. One of my favorite stories is this little old lady comes up to a Soviet soldier and says, "Why are you here?" He says, "Please move along." I mean, he was what can I say? He's invaded your country, but he's being cordial. And she takes sunflower seeds, which is the national flower of Ukraine, and she puts them in his pocket. And she looks up at him and says, "When you lie down, at least these will grow." You know, meaning that when he dies and he's in the earth, these can grow. You know, she's like 80-some. And then she turns around and she uses very serious pejoratives that also have the F word. And hope you die. Hey, they're not happy. How would you like it if the Soviets came into your country? How about this?
Well, big tech companies are clamping down on Russian state media outlets by cutting off their ad revenue during the ongoing crisis. Google is the latest platform to ban the outlets from running ads on their content, following similar decisions by YouTube and Meta in recent days. How about that?
Well, here's the thing. They've cut off the banking, so they say. They've cut them out of the smart system, so they say. Which stops them from moving money around, but not all of them. They've cut off two of the major banks right here and frozen all the assets of not just the banks, but Americans' assets in there. But with the smart system be able to move billions and billions of down, supposedly they're cutting them off for that. But I don't think everybody is, and I think that I don't think the world has gotten together yet for the possibility of really clamping down on Russia. It just hasn't happened yet. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches now. They're getting ready to have a big...
Rocking it.
A big... What do you call that? Big party?
Yeah, big opening.
Grand opening party, yeah, down there. We'll keep you informed. That branch, of course, is the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Now, they opened another branch. We're not going to give you the branches anymore, just the newest ones. There's getting to be too many because Cornerstone Community Bank, been around for 15 years, local board of directors, local people running it. I can't say enough about it. This is where we keep funds, is in Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
You can spray her wherever you figure the streptococci lurks. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting the fish eye from the hotel clerk, a person can develop a cold.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
The 36th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world-famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
And now, back to our show.
Sunflower, good morning. You should do make it like the sunny.
How
welcome
wonderful.
Back. That's a good one.
Good morning, everyone.
Sunflowers, of course, is the national flower of Ukraine, and they are in the midst of a huge war. Well, I say huge. It's the first invasion since World War II, of course. This is the fifth day of it. We'll have to, you know, there's peace talks going on, but that doesn't really mean anything.
Meanwhile, according to one of our resources, Biden is sending $350 million in military assistance to Ukraine. We've got a lot of things to cover this morning. It's currently 41 degrees. Looks like we're going to have about 74 today. If you look outside, we've got clear skies. Mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 46. Yeah, we're all feeling that whole, the trickle down and the feeling of, you know, this kind of deep unrest in our world and, you know, hopefully at the 7:30 hour, we're going to have a little sunshine with some of our kids here. Our youth, Reading youth that are going to,
Are they leaving?
Just remember what it is to be able to feel like not touched by stuff like that. But there are talks. There are the ceasefire talks, as you were saying. They began their talks, the neighboring countries, into their fifth day.
Sally Kellerman, who if you remember the old core out here, remember the original MASH with Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland was in it, Sally Kellerman, and Elliot Gould, many others, and it was a it was kind of like a fantastic movie from back then. Sally Kellerman played Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yes.
The nurse who had a torrid affair with Major Frank, Major Frank Burns. And the guys knew that they were going to do it, and they put a microphone in the tent with them. And she was singing Kiss My Hot Lips, and that became Hot Lips Houlihan. She passed away, 84.
She also was a singer.
She was a singer.
She was a singer, and she did a lot of stand-up shows. She did her first album in Roll with the Feeling with 1972. And she would go out and do a one-woman show, and she had a smashing following. She also did Neil adaptions of the Red Hot Lovers and Crime Caper. She's done several Broadway and films. She had a memoir called Read My Lips, Story of a Hollywood Life in 2013.
Read My Lips.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, talking about things that are changing, we've gotten two letters lately from the city of Reading. One was for they want to change it from a business to a residential. And this bit, you know, it's a street over from us, but if you're within a certain range, they send you these. And the story behind that is, it's an office now, but it used to be, it looks like it used to be a house. Am I correct, hon?
Yes.
And so they made it an office.
It has been a business.
But it's been a business. So now they want to be able to put in a bathroom and a bedroom. So you could do like, have your business and live there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem because I don't see anything changing
right
there. But then we got one. A letter that says, you know, we're in a residential, single-family residential area only. And we got a letter that said, in the house, two doors down, not next door, but the door, you know, after that. We knew the people, nice people, you know, they sold. All of a sudden, we get this letter that says they want some of the new owner wants to turn this into a
vacation rental.
VRBO. And when I got that, you know, Linda's saying that's right, you know, that's right there. And I'm looking at it, you know, they have little diagrams, and sure enough, there it is. Now, as it turns out, you know, none of these places have garages. So where do you park? Well, it says in there, oh, they can't park on the street. Well,
there's one carport,
really?
Single.
Really?
Okay. It's old school.
But here's the other thing is, it's been... This neighborhood has been this zoned, I don't know for how long, but forever. And now they want to change it into, you know, where they can bring people in with a VRBO. In a half-mile circumference around us, not in our street, and we had no idea, but there's 13 of these VRBOs. Now, the question is... do we want to have one of these, you know, one of these almost next door on a street where there's no parking? And
my problem is, I don't think I have a problem with what I is somebody having a rental. What I have a problem with is somebody with the vacation rental, where people can come in with a 3-day minimum. Now you have a lot of activity. You also, I don't know if there's any sexual background of any kind of sexual predators. There's a whole lot that goes on with that.
They don't do a criminal background.
Yeah. So anybody could rent this VRBO. And what I've been talking now since this letter came, and we got it on Friday, literally got it on Friday, that this is going to take place here in the next week, is... that I've talked to two people that have gone before the planning committee to fight it. One, the person was doing it illegally and didn't have the permit, and there was all kinds of crime, all kinds of trash, because many times people will use something like this for a party house, because this is downtown. We live downtown. So people can walk and party and walk, And it's just, it's unnerving to me to think that, that, you know, that, anyway, that could upheaval, that upheaval our street.
There's going to be a meeting Wednesday, and people that, the preliminary meeting with three people from the planning committee are going to be there. And I have a feeling that there's going to be several neighbors that will also be at that committee. But I didn't know they, and when he told me that, 13 of these in the surrounding areas within a half mile, I just, are they going to turn in all of our streets? So you have, and then how many of them can you have? Oh, there's only a certain amount. You know, it can only be like one on this block or two on this block. Well, every block? Yeah, I don't know if I, you know, if you're getting those out in Tierra Oaks, there may be a rule against that. Who knows? Anyway, this is the first day of that saga, and we will keep you up on it. Now, today, when the kids are already coming in, the, you know, for this.
Yeah.
And have you been watching them? Have you
been watching them? Yeah, they're all excited. In? It's
yeah.
very cute.
Yeah. The thing about today, though, is when they asked about this, it's been, you know how long it's been since we had people, kids in here?
It's been a while. It's been over 2 years, that's for sure.
2 years.
Very exciting. And they'd come in and they would sing and they would, we'd really get excited about the musicals and the productions and, it's just really great to see them all full of joy. And, you know, we've missed going to the musicals. We've missed, you know, our lives have been cloaked for 2 years. So, it's really a cool thing. You know, coming up at 7:30.
That's right. Now, the state seems to be loosening their mask restrictions. Oh, Friday, we were asked to you were asked to sing "God Bless America," and we went to the Republican
Lincoln Reagan dinner at the Riverview Golf and Country Club, and we were so surprised. Pleasantly surprised. It was sold out.
Yeah, we don't
How many people were there?
Oh, gosh, it had to be close to, it must have been close to 200. And
I think there's more than that.
Yeah, well, it could be over 200. You know, we haven't gone to one of those in, well, a long time. But that Friday night, we had, not only was most of the elected leaders who are Republicans were there. Not all of them, but most of them. But also Doug LaMalfa. Both the Dallies were there, of course. Brian Daly has thrown his hat in the ring to be governor.
Right.
And he has this little video
that's cute. Is
really good. I mean, it's like, you know, really we've had enough. You know, when do we stop this, you know, the out of control spending on things that don't do anything for us. And then Megan was there. But the big, you know, the one that really was, I mean, they're all impressive. Don't mistake it. My thoughts here. But the one that we really liked was the one you had on the show the other day. The head of the Republican Party.
She was wonderful.
The head of the Republican Party of California, and she is Hispanic. She's like 5'2", but what a dynamic woman she is. And she said, we as, you know, the Republicans as a party have picked up seats. They picked up assembly seats, but they picked up congressional, U.S. congressional seats. And she says, we don't have to do anything except point out what the Democrats are doing in Sacramento. She says, we don't have to make anything up. We don't have to get nasty. We just point out this is what they did. Look at what they've done. You know, and she says, people are flocking to the banner. A lot of them independents or fail to state. So anyway, when we come back from our break, we are going to have the cast from Oklahoma. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this for several decades now, and Jeff Wurst is truly from the old school. He's not going to take any chances with your safety. He's going to do the job right, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
The Sikh Center and SCAR are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients and special toys and gifts to the kids. No appointment needed. No insurance needed. Free COVID-19 at-home testing kits will also be available, along with free hand sanitizer and masks. This is a drive-through and walk-up clinic, so you can stay in the comfort of your vehicle and get vaccinated, or head inside and get vaccinated. There will also be a team of medical professionals on hand at this free vaccination clinic at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson, Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. Have you or someone you know gotten into a fender bender lately? Looking for an easy, affordable, and reliable collision repair center? Look no further than Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako has you covered. Mako works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992 or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Good morning. Welcome back. Of course, we're playing a beautiful song from Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. You can't hear, but it's coming through on the radio this morning. We're going to be joining Emma Wallman, who is the director of Oklahoma, and joining some of our students here in a little bit so that they can charm us with their wonderful voices and tell us what roles they're playing as well. But we need to do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, which is Mike at Estate Granite, Mike Huber, who has been custom altering homes in Shasta County. and beyond. Since 2004, 16 years in the same location off Caterpillar Road. Carl's throwing stuff at me right now. Before we took a break, we're talking about Jessica Milan Patterson. She is the gal that came in as chairwoman for the Republican Party on Friday. So in case you were wondering why we dropped the name. And also, I'm going to get my blood work done today, so I haven't had my coffee. I haven't had my food, and I'm really pulling on it hard to come up. But what really inspires me really is some of our wonderful musicals. And with us this morning, Emma, is this a, who are the composers?
You have Rodgers and Hammerstein.
That's what, it's one of their famous musicals. And a little bit about Oklahoma. How many productions are around there? It started when and when it launched?
That would require that I had refreshed my memory on
it. I will look it up. I'll look it up, though. But anyway, so you...
It's been around a long time.
It's been around many, many years. I'll look that up. But, I mean,
it's got to be at least 50 years.
You select when you have to... tell us a little bit about your role.
Okay, so I am the musical director, but also the director. So at Writing Christian, I kind of hold down the entire musical department and program, going from kindergarten through high school. And so we have our musical production that we're doing of Oklahoma, which consists of 3rd grade through 12th grade. And so all the kids have to try out and go through that process. So I get to work with them throughout the entire thing.
All the kids
element.
Have to try out?
Only if they want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hey, we're going to introduce you to music, whether you like it or not.
Oh, they still get to do music. But for this one, it is one they get to elect to do.
Okay.
So we end up having a cast of 43. Is what we have selected from our auditions, and it's a great cast.
Wow, that's, 43. That's a lot.
43.
43, yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's let the cast introduce themselves and what part they play. So let's start with Curly.
Hello.
Getting a little bit closer. Y'all just take turns.
It's actually for those people that can't see, because we're also on our live stream channel here where you can see us. You are a perfect Curly.
If that's who you are.
I got this on Thursday. It's a perm. Yes, I got it for the role. It's my last year. I want to have fun. So.
I'm so proud of you. That is awesome.
You mean that's not your natural hair?
No.
Oh, I think that what is really great about you as an individual, don't even know you, is that you would actually go that far and do that. That's a lot of hutzpah.
What's your name?
Michael Griffiths.
Okay, Michael. That is, you know what? That's cool. You know, because when you think of, the guy that played it, Rod Steiger, in the movie. Was his hair curly? Have you ever seen
it? I don't think it was.
I don't
remember it being.
I don't remember either, but...
Hugh Jackman's was.
Hugh Jackman's was.
Oh, yeah, okay. So anyway, okay. Let's talk about what you're experiencing here with your role.
Well, as the, I guess, lead, I take on a lot. So I have, I don't know how many songs. I don't really count, but I'm normally on stage most of the time. There's like a couple times where I'm not on stage, but normally I'm right back on like a couple seconds later.
What has it meant to you so far for you to play the lead?
It's my first time getting to do it, and as being a senior, it's super cool to be able to do it at Reading Christian for my last year. And I've been kind of, I guess, not just a lead on the stage, but also a lead just in practices and just getting to meet everyone and hang out and make friends. It's always been my favorite part about musicals, and being able to be that leader on stage and just on rehearsals and with everyone has been really great.
What a wonderful, you know, what a great attitude. Love the attitude. Are you going to sing for us?
Maybe.
Okay, well, let's go through the cast first so we get everybody. Okay, who's next here?
Hey.
Getting close?
I'm Alex Nelson, and I play Will Parker.
Oh, cool.
You play Will Parker. Okay.
Are you liking the role so far?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's my first time being lead, so it's... Yeah, it's a lot, but it's really
fun. Do you have had a musical background, or is this something that you thought to audition is a really big deal.
Yeah, I've been in one Beauty and the Beast, but that's it.
Okay.
So, yeah, just auditioning. I was kind of nervous, but I'm super happy for the role I got.
Okay.
Like to see that. Okay. Who do we have next? Step on up.
I'm Joy Michael. I play Aunt Eller.
Yeah. You do.
Are you liking that?
I love playing her.
She's got a great song in this, doesn't she?
She's got quite a few great parts.
Yeah. That's what
very
I thought.
Funky, yeah.
Okay, next.
Thanks.
I'm Macy Multer, and I play Adu Annie.
8-0 Annie.
Okay, that's the one. That's kind of one of the famous takeaways.
Yeah.
This is a fun role.
It is very fun.
My girlfriend that I traveled with and toured with for many years played 8-0 Annie and a lot of summer stock and a lot of, you know, equity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like she was known for 8-0 Annie.
Uh-huh. For sure.
So yeah.
And so once you play that part, it'll follow you the rest of your life.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
Okay, now who's next here?
I'm Savannah Shongood, and I play Lori Williams.
Lori, okay, you are the main character then for Curly's love of life.
Yep.
You could say that.
That's
and Judd.
Me.
Okay. All right. And next.
My name is David Cruz, and I play the peddler.
The peddler. Oh, hey, you know what? Played by, what was that guy's name that played that?
I don't know.
I don't remember him, but you saw him on TV all the time. He was in Green Acres. Eddie.
Oh, yes.
What's his name?
Eddie Albert.
Something like that.
Albert.
So, are you enjoying that part?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you that's a blast.
And what year are you?
Oh,
what grade
year? Ninth grader or freshman.
Freshman?
How much fun.
So, Emma, you've got him from the whole school? From like third grade
Well, just for the musical, it's third through 12th.
Through 12th, okay.
Third through 12th.
How many grades in the school?
13, because kindergarten. And technically, there's preschool there and there's pre-K, yeah.
So you don't want you don't want first and second graders there?
For the musical, it's a little hard. Rough for them, yeah.
So the original Broadway production opened on March 31st, 1943. It was a box office hit and ran for an unprecedented 212 performances.
Are we going to do that many?
Sure.
So many revivals. In fact, I guess right now, and it won a special Pulitzer Prize in 1944. So it really is an amazing, and it was the first musical written by the duo of Rodgers and Hammerstein. So there's a lot of wonderful things, and we cannot wait for you guys to sing for us.
I just give them a little descriptions of the characters here. Like Curly's a cowboy in love with Lori, and then Lori, Aunt Eller's niece, an independent young woman.
Yep.
Adieu, Annie. A flirtatious,
very
gullible young woman.
It's 8-0 Annie, isn't it?
8-0 Annie. Yeah. Okay. And then Will Parker. A simple young man in love with 8-0 Annie.
He's not very bright.
He's not very
bright. It's going to be so good.
So how do you get in character for that part, not being very bright? Because you seem very bright.
I'm not. Okay. So it wasn't that hard.
No, what you do is, if you really want to dumb yourself down, just watch the news every night.
Okay.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's take an early break, and we come back, give you all a chance to, get yourselves ready, and we can start hearing some of the music today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is just knocking them dead out there. The only full service. Probably it's a bad thing to say they're knocking them dead, but great selection of jewelry. The only full service jewelry store in Reading. Everything from the estate jewelry, Native American, to jewelry you can design yourself or that they have designed. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:30. Leonard told me it went to 4 or 4:30. Anyway, they're open at 9:30, and they will stay open as long as you're in there. We'll be right back with the cast of Oklahoma.
Bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stiefel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
When it comes to best
breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The 36th Annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world-famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall, half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are here at Reading Christian School, and we are here. They are doing Oklahoma out there as their spring play, and Emma Wallman is the director.
Yes.
And she brought with her
musical director.
Many of the cast here. We have six of the cast, and we're going to get to them singing in just a second. But you wanted to
Yeah, Emma, can you share with us, or do you go by what, Mrs. Watts?
I go Mrs. Wallman, but Emma's okay. Fine. We're on there.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the production aspect of it, the set building. When you choose the play, at that point, what happens with your body of work?
Okay, so basically, once I decided which musical we were doing, I then had to think through all of the various elements. So some of that is, what is the scene going to look like? Because I really can't block it unless I know what imagery is happening up there, and determining what are your props needs. So once I did all the legwork and the back work for what is the scene going to look like, what are the various elements that are needed, I then had to get somebody to volunteer to be our set builder. So I basically came up with our design, and then we had a Travis Foster. He said, hey, I'll take care of it, and built it. So he actually donated all of the supplies and created our sets for us, and they look phenomenal. So
That's awesome.
Yeah, he did a construction, and then we had a crew the other day who came to my house, and we painted
all of
the various elements. So we had parents there, and we had students there that helped with that. We have a team that gathered props to help make props. I also tried to keep it on the more simple side to just kind of simplify things with our process of moving. Plus, in this storytelling, you don't have to have a ton of props. There's really only certain elements that are needed for this one. The costumes are huge in this one. So we have really one girl who has taken it on. Her name's Lauren Malden, and she has been phenomenal. She got her mom to come in and help, and her mom, I guess, has done costumes for years. So her mom came up from the Bay Area and assisted her.
Oh, man.
So she's taken these costumes that were too big that we had and adapted them and added different things to just make them look phenomenal. So we are really blessed there with our costume designer.
So what about, let's talk about rehearsal times. So then we've got the sets, you've got Travis who built the sets and the costume designer, which is fabulous. And now are you, this is an adaption. So let's talk a little bit about the, what does that mean? And do you, are the kids performing to it? Will there be a track? How does this work?
Yeah, so we have performance tracks that they will sing to. So they've had the tracks all along that they could practice with. We really had 6 weeks to do our show. Throughout that time, we did have moments where people had COVID, and so we've had people mm-hmm. in and out all throughout mm-hmm. the show. So that's been a challenge, but they've really, you guys have all stepped up and overcome the challenge, and we just kept pushing on, and I'm really excited for them. But yeah, so in that 6 weeks, we basically spent like a week and a half learning our music, and our rehearsals were usually about 2 to 2.5 hours long, depending on how we blocked it. We did about 5 days a week. And then once that was done, we went into some choreography, and once the choreography was kind of in motion, we added in our blocking. So there was a lot, and now we've been running for, gosh, with the last week and a half to two that we've been able to run. So they've done a lot in a short period of time, but we've put in some long rehearsals, and we've got some nights this week now at the Cascade Theater because we haven't been there yet. We've been practicing at various locations.
So the show will take place at the Cascade.
It does.
Oh, how fun.
Hello. And when does that happen?
So it actually opens up this Friday, March 4th at 7 p.m. is our opening night. So we're really excited for that one. And then we have two shows also on Saturday, March 5th. We have a 3 p.m. show and we have a 7 p.m. show, all at the Cascade Theater.
Okay.
All right. We have tickets we're going to be giving away.
Friday and Saturday night.
Friday and Saturday, yep.
So yeah. Shall we listen to one of those songs? You're going to play...
I think
one of the tracks.
The Story with the Fringe on Top.
They're like, yay!
Michael's excited, but
nervous. They're all excited because, oh, look at them. They're hugging
each other.
Some
of them don't sing in this one.
Oh.
Oh, they what? Oh, they all get to sing?
No, some of them are not all in the same song, so there's variation. So,
okay. Let's do it. Okay. Step up. Step up next to the, come on, get close to the microphone.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the slickest gig you ever seen.
Lions!
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
Watch that Fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop.
Okay, and that's where the ensemble takes place.
Okay, there we go. Now, how about the opening number? Everybody's in on the opening number, right? Can we hear?
Can we
hear the traditional? Can we even do it a cappella? Maybe the Oklahoma where the wind.
It's just you.
Yeah, let me.
Okay.
No pitch pipe in the room. Sorry.
I'm gonna.
There we go. I love it. She's got all this stuff down on her phone.
I do, but I'm gonna go.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you're like, what's going on? We have this Cash from Oklahoma that's going to be at the Cascade Theater. We're going to be giving tickets away, too, from Reading
Friday
Christian.
And Saturday. That's right.
And they are here today to like, rev up that it's happening.
Okay, so what's this going to be, Emma?
This is the opening numbers of What a Beautiful Day.
Oh, okay.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Fantastic.
That's
Thank
cool.
you so much.
Okay. Wait a
we
minute.
Just love that. And it's so funny because we have a couple of these
singing.
That
How
are
come?
Like, wait a minute, I don't know if I should. Well, yeah, you're in the number.
Hey, look, everybody's going to be singing before you leave
number,
here.
Right? Isn't the whole
so
cast in that number?
Come on over here, Annie. Come on,
so,
Annie.
Well, so no. there is honestly, so Will Parker actually is off on his radio adventure in this number. So
okay.
He actually is not in it.
Okay.
Right.
And one of the other main characters that's not here today, who Judd Fry, he is actually in none of the ensemble numbers.
Right.
He's like the outcast.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. So he sadly misses out on all of those fun opportunities. But the way that our show has been crafted is we have the cowboys and we have the farmers, and mimicking kind of what happened back in Oklahoma before it was the state, you did have the cowboys and the farmers, and there was a little bit of arguing and confrontation because of their land and the fences that were put up. And so in our show, we actually see a bit of that divide where the cowboys and the farmers, when they're men, they don't quite get along.
Uh-huh.
The girls are kind of okay with that, and they talk to one another, but there's a little bit of not quite rivalry, but friction there.
Doesn't it feel good to finally be out from behind the mask and be open to sing in a theater setting and for our audience to come and see the show? It's like almost a religious experience. Are you guys feeling that? Aren't you so happy now? I mean, here you are, so for all the way from freshmen to seniors, and Reading Christian, I bet you, do you go to bed? I mean, I need somebody to stand up to the mic and say this. Do you go to bed thinking about the show and wake up thinking about the show?
Yes. I put in a lot of work behind the scenes, too. Like, I'm a busy person lately, and we had our choir. We had an event that we had for a while there, so I've been working on basically a ton of things at once, but it's constant wake up. Okay, shows today, what do I need to work on? What scenes do I need to help, like, block and maybe help other people with?
Oh, my gosh, it's geometry today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to sing.
Yeah, school, I don't really think about.
When you're going to, you're a senior this year.
Yeah.
So you're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you want to have in your life after this?
Yeah, the college I'm going to actually has musicals and
which
they
is?
Do this type of stuff.
Which
it's
is?
Martin Luther College. It's
okay.
A small college, I don't know if anybody would know about. But they have an entire music program. Like, their sports program is smaller than their music program, which is surprising for, like, a college.
Yeah.
So I'm planning on doing more in the future and just
okay.
trying to.
How many other seniors do we have in here? Any of you?
No.
Just you, huh? Okay.
He is our only senior.
And leader.
Well, yeah. But that's good because he's, you know, he goes out on the
leading man.
This high thing. And then other people can kind of start stepping up. So,
well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. And if you would like to catch the Friday night performance, we will be giving tickets away this week. It's, again, it's Reading Christian Presents School for Oklahoma. This is the youth edition. This is Cascade Theater on March 4th. We've got two tickets for the 7 p.m. performance. So give us a call at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. 6-7, and we'll make sure that you get a chance to go to the theater at the Cascade for Friday night's performance. This is so exciting. Thank you so much for joining us,
Thank
Emma,
you for having us.
Mrs. Wollman, and Cass for the wonderful performance of Oklahoma coming up. Thanks for singing and being on the air, guys.
Thank you.
And, you know, following up, well, people calling already for the tickets. You know, we've got another minute here. I really wanted to hear Annie.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't you have your own song?
She does.
Come on up here, kiddo.
You got this, Stacey.
Come on. Don't look at me like a deer in the headlights. You're going to do this Friday in front of thousands.
You got this.
Yep.
Okay. You ready?
No.
Go for it.
You're good.
It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do. I knowed what's right and wrong since I've been 10. I heard a lot of stories, and I reckon they are true, about how girls are put upon by men. I know I mustn't fall into the pit, but when I'm with a feller, I forget. I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go.
The news from
just
Town
when
Hall.
I ought to say, Nick, when a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss them back.
Okay, hey, we're going to go out on that.
Great.
We're going to go to the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking Shasta Film and the regional film director here, or representative. That was good. Okay, we'll be right back.
Tighten. The U.S. is now cutting off access to the Russian Central Bank. The ruble has hit record lows, and the Moscow Stock Exchange is closed. The BBC's Jenny Hill in the Russian capital.
For your average Russian person this morning, you're not going to feel it just yet. You might notice some queues at the cash point. You might find that your cash point doesn't have any money in it today. The central bank here has just put up its main interest rate from 9% to 20%. The ruble, as you know, has sunk to a record low. There were some delays at the stock exchange here also. So it is starting to bite, and most analysts predict that this will cause really deep economic damage. There is a lot of concern here among people about what these sanctions are going to do to this country.
Talks between Ukrainian and Russian negotiators continue in a location near the border with Belarus. Putin ally China has refrained from criticizing the invasion, much to the dismay of the White House.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, presidential spokeswoman Jen Psaki called on the communist state to issue a formal condemnation of the invasion. She said this is not a time to stand on the sidelines. Psaki went on to say this is a time to be vocal and condemn the actions of President Putin and Russia invading a sovereign country.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, it's a humanitarian crisis. The UN says around 500,000 civilians have fled Ukraine since the start of the war. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 239 points, while the Nasdaq 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
Now, Moose, at age 10, had a litter of 10 puppies with a friend's dog. We kept Lupo, his son, and the other puppies were given to friends, but one of the requirements was they must start those puppies on Dynavite. And someday, if Lupo has puppies, they'll be on Dynavite as well. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
New Zealand is ending a requirement that incoming travelers quarantine.
The country continues to remove coronavirus border protections in the face of a growing domestic outbreak. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the requirement that vaccinated travelers isolate for a week after arriving would end on Wednesday. Initially, the changes will apply only to returning New Zealanders, as tourists are still not allowed to visit.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Hong Kong reporting a record high, more than 34,000 COVID infections, as deaths continue to climb. Health authorities say a lockdown has not been ruled out, even though the city's leader previously said that a citywide lockdown was unrealistic. Hong Kong currently grappling with the fifth wave of the coronavirus, driven primarily by the fast-spreading Omicron variant. Health authorities say there could be measures put in place by the government that may involve asking people to stay home. Townhall.com. Well, the fences going back up around the U.S. Capitol.
The plan is to reinstall the barriers that had stood for months after the January 2021 riot. This time it's for President Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. It comes as concern grows about potential demonstrations or truck convoys protesting pandemic restrictions, snarling traffic in the nation's capital. The Pentagon's already approved the deployment of 700 unarmed National Guard troops to be used to assist with traffic control. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
China's top diplomat calling on the U.S. to take steps to improve ties as tensions simmer over Taiwan, trade, and other issues. Foreign minister's remarks delivered virtually to a forum marking the 50th anniversary of the Shanghai communique, the sign during the ice-breaking 1972 visit to China by President Nixon. Let's get on Wall Street, the Dow down 222 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So you can hear us that way or jump into the chat room. Today, the last day of February. Thank you, Ashley. She got me last time. Last day of February at 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning. It's 47 degrees.
You like my shirt? You're looking
at me. Yeah, I do. 47 degrees, and we're going to have mostly sunny today with a high of 75, overnight lows of 48. Tuesday calls for 73 with overnight lows of 48. Wednesday looks like, okay, chance of showers on its way, we hope. But we look through the National Weather Service here, and we see that Wednesday, 40% chance of showers. Thursday, 50% chance of showers. And Friday, slight chance of showers with a high of 62. So we do have kind of cooler days, 62 on Thursday, and then as we progress through the week, and which is seems like, you know, things change so much, sunny with 65 and sunny weekends, but we pray for that rain. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Well, on our day of entertaining, it seems like, our guest is Sabrina Jurich.
Jurisich.
Regional Film Commissioner for representing Shasta, Tehama, Yuba, and Sutter counties. And lately, maybe it's just because I got on your press release thing, and I've been watching this, and after like the third one I got, Linda and I said, we got to have her on, because there's a lot of stuff going down around here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show. So first thing you came in, I said, Jurisich, what is that? You said Croatian. I said, yeah, well, my grandmother was Croatian, so we have that in common.
There was hugging and some Croatian folk dancing. I was really, I didn't know, you know, and it's kind of like they put their hands up and then they slap their heels of their feet. I mean, it's really interesting.
Well, let's get right down to it. Let's talk about that you've been in this position now as the regional film commissioner for 5 years.
So I actually started as the Shasta County Film Commissioner about 5 years ago. It just started as expanding regionally in July of last year. So that's a new... we're starting to bring in the other counties that have not been represented.
Okay, so tell us, share with our listeners what that looks like. If, like, say, let's just pick a star, like this new Christina Ricci. It was all over, so many different platforms that she was in, and several people, locals that were, being able to play extras and work, on the sets as well. Tell us, like, how does that look? Do they contact you? Do they put out a scout so they can find locations? Is there a place that they go to they can see, oh, here in Reading you get this, this, and this?
Yes to all of those. So
okay.
We have a website that has a gallery. Currently, we have the Film Shasta site, over 550 film-friendly locations. We are always looking for locations, so that's something that we add all the time. That number should ever be increasing. But oftentimes what happens, because we are the liaison, the officially recognized liaison in the industry for our community. So they look for that when they're selecting a region to film in. They will send out through different affiliations that we have that we're members of. We will get some leads from different productions. And so it could come from those, or it could just come from somebody who, found our website and they're kind of seeing things that are similar to what they're looking for, but they may not be finding exactly. So we help them with locations, with permitting, making sure they're covered so they don't have any problems while they're here. If they need the local cast or crew, we help them with that. And so we really try to make the process as easy as possible, as appealing as possible, to bring in that production to our community.
Okay, Sabrina, how did you get into this? I mean, who is Sabrina? That's what we usually ask.
Sabrina. I love people. The funny thing about this position, my background was events and marketing. I did that on the profit side and nonprofit side for about 15 years. This position was something that I saw and it was kind of like, oh, that looks interesting. But when it was first offered to me, I actually turned it down because I was like, I don't know anything really about the film industry. Like, it felt very overwhelming. I was a little bit concerned about dealing with people that might be superficial. And I'm just a very, like, down to earth. I just want, like, real connection, real, relationship. And about 2 weeks after I turned it down, it just kept nagging on me. And I'm like, I just feel like I really need to be doing that. And it was just risky and we gotta push through our fears and that's normally where the rewards are. And I have certainly found that to be true in this position. I have found the most genuine people. They are really pursuing their dreams. They work hard
Really work hard. I don't know if people know how hard people, a lot of people in, have an image of the spoiled, director or spoiled actor, when people don't realize the countless hours on set, mm-hmm. off camera, off set, and the people will just work like untold hours.
Yeah, it is.
To get a scene mm-hmm. right.
Right. And it's really beautiful to watch, too. I don't know if you've had the privilege of being on a production set, but it's, in my, equation, it's like watching a human symphony. I mean, everybody has their part that they play, and it really does take so many hands on deck to make it mm-hmm. execute well. So it's really been a huge privilege to be in this particular role, and having the ability to have a position that focuses on it, building those relationships locally and in the industry. We are seeing more and more of these kind of activities happening, productions coming to our area, which is wonderful.
So once the news gets out, like this Christina Ricci, tell us a little bit about that film. Did it wrap?
Yes, they are currently done filming in our area now. This is a unique situation. Normally, I do not talk about productions until they're closer to release
right.
date.
Mm-hmm.
But this one had such a large footprint in our community that it was not easy to keep it under wraps. And so the production did give me certain things that I can talk about, which I'm happy to share here as well. But that one, they had multiple scouts in our area. They had about 2 months of pre-production, and then they filmed here over the course of about 8 weeks.
And wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just hearing about it now. I think it came out, like I said, on some social platforms. And I thought, well, that's great, because I also know that, was it Donny Osmond did a video in one of the, people who were big Donny Osmond fans were saying, I think that's the parking garage downtown.
It was indeed.
We're going to have to take a quick break. We met a producer one time in a social setting, at up in Anselmo's, of all places. And he said, and being the cavalier type I am, I go, oh. And he goes, yeah, it's usually, it's, we do films for the 18 to 26-year-old male. And I said, oh. I said, would there be any I might have heard of? He goes, well, did you get the one? He said we had, you know, it was one about ping pong, flaming balls. And I went, well, believe it or not, I have heard of that. But the other one was with Liv Tyler. It was a movie where they were invaded. Their house was invaded in a suburb. I'm trying to remember the name of this, but it was like a $10 million, it was less than that, production. And they made hundreds of millions. It was just one of those like that. But I said, why don't you come up, you know, this is a beautiful area. Now, this was years ago. Why don't you come up here? And he said, we don't have enough money to do that. We're only in that $40 million or $30 million range for making movies. He said, coming up here, because you'd have to bring everybody, is a lot more expensive. But I think things have changed since then, it sounds like.
Certainly. Yeah, we have done a lot in building local infrastructure. So when people need that local cast and crew support, we certainly have it. We have room to grow in that by all means, but every production that comes and gives opportunities to our local people helps to do that. So having a production of this scale where people have weeks at a time instead of, you know, more like days is what we normally get. This is hugely significant to our community.
Okay. We're with, our regional film rep commissioner, and that's Sabrina Jurišić.
Jurišić.
You're getting closer every time. Okay, I see it now. Jurišić. Like I said, is a regional film commissioner, and we're so happy that you're here with us today because we've got a whole lot more stuff to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's been doing this, been helping people since 1993, and with everything that's going on with Ukraine, COVID, and all these other things, maybe you need a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. They're not going to point you down the wrong path. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Sabrina Jurišić.
The 36th Annual Crown Motors Boat, Sport, and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world-famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall, half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat, Sport, and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Sikh Center and SCAR are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients and special toys and gifts to the kids. No appointment needed. No insurance needed. Free COVID-19 at-home testing kits will also be available, along with free hand sanitizer and masks. This is a drive-through and walk-up clinic, so you can stay in the comfort of your vehicle and get vaccinated, or head inside and get vaccinated. There will also be a team of medical professionals on hand at this free vaccination clinic at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson, Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:20 in the morning here on the last day of February. Something wrong?
No, just okay. I was just going to say that that scene.
Is a
that,
local.
Yeah, we
That's
have
a local,
in the
guys.
Because we're talking to Sabrina Jarosich, who's the regional film commissioner of Shasta County. We are Ashley is bringing in different composers. Local composers that do that film work or commercial work or whatever it is. Hey, but this portion of the show, we have a live read to add here.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program funded by the California Department of Aging. It's a no-cost program to people who may be in that time, either because of age or disabilities. And if you are 60 or older or persons with disability, call 842-1687 for a free evaluation of your home. And if you need things like railings or hand grips or things like this, they'll come in. A person will come in who's an expert in this, and then they will install all of that at no cost to you. That's PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging.
Well, right here in Shasta County, which, you know, when we bring in Sabrina Jarosich, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Everybody's so inquisitive because it's almost like you can't talk about a film that's coming here. It's secret, you know, and then it hits all the different media platforms. Which was recently, I keep bringing up Christina Ricci because that film has wrapped in this area, correct?
Correct.
Do we know when that's supposed to hit the theaters?
We don't have an estimated date, but typically it's going to be, for this kind of production, somewhere between 12 and 18 months. So,
are you working from home or are you working out of an office?
I have been working from home since March of 2020. And at this point, it just makes sense to continue to do so.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, the website that one can go to called filmshasta.com. Or go to filmshasta.com. Right now I'm looking up where it says locations and permits. And when I would look it up, have you heard about our incentive program?
Yes. So that is actually something that we're working on getting reinstated. We lost that funding when the Film Commission transitioned in July of last year. So that's something that was a very successful program. We are hoping to get that funding reinstated hopefully next fiscal year. So
okay, so but let's just talk a little bit about how it looks. If somebody needs to come up and they think, oh my gosh, we want to do Mount Shasta or we want to do something on Whiskeytown, they have to go through your permit in order to have the film permits?
So we actually don't issue permits, but we work with over 15, well, in Shasta County alone, there's 15 different agencies that issue permits.
Okay.
And so you can imagine, as somebody who's not from this area, the confusion that would be caused.
Yes.
Like, we don't have one countywide permit. So that's something that our office really helps them navigate, is making sure that they're covered wherever their locations are.
Can we make it easier for them to get them in here?
It's unlikely, because we have state and national parks, Forest Service, BLM, everybody kind of has their own way of processing through those things. But we do, they're kind of used to that. Not every production uses 15 locations, you know, 15, they're not going to use all different jurisdictions. So it's like, one production that recently happened, actually, Dog, that came and filmed in our area, that's a Channing Tatum movie. They filmed
here?
They did. They filmed near the Shasta Dam. And so they were only here for a day, but it required 3 permits. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing where it was like, because where they were filming was in this very short stretch near the dam, and they needed 3 permits because they were crossing through 3 different jurisdictions.
My goodness. My goodness.
I mean, isn't that kind of okay.
Yeah,
that was one day. Yeah, that
so
was.
So, Matt, we always wonder, why does it cost so much to do a film?
Exactly.
When you think about bringing in a crew for a one-day shoot, that's pretty heavy.
Certainly. That was not the main crew. So that was a crew that was doing more of the B-roll shots.
But still.
Yeah. But has it helped since we've gotten better air service?
I think that's going to be a huge turning point for us, because even with this particular production, they have made public statements about being able to get their people up here very easily because of the new Burbank flights.
Right.
They had people flying in from British Columbia, Atlanta, Georgia, you know, other places around the country, and L.A. And so every added flight that we get makes it easier for productions to get here. We don't just have productions from LA. We've worked with people from Europe, from the East Coast. And so, you know, I know that there's talk about a new Denver flight. I think that's going to make a huge
difference. Yeah, they're saying that's going to maybe start this summer. That's going to be a huge thing.
What's your favorite part of what you do in your job description or what you oversee?
I love getting the call where they're looking for locations. It's a bit like a treasure hunt. You know, we're in the process right now of a large production, and they have kind of 3 main locations that they have to get in one area, and we're very close to hitting all 3 of those if we can lock in the final one. But it's one of those things where they're going to end up filming in lots of other locations if we can hit those top 3, but the other locations are kind of easier. Any area would be able to do it. So that's always fun.
Well, they have people, that's all they do is locations, right?
Correct.
They tell you initially what they're looking for, and then you kind of line up a bunch of them, and then they're the ones that make the final choice. But
correct, yeah.
I mean, I think I saw a documentary on location people. I mean, they're hanging off the sides of mountains and all these other, well,
they work very hard, those locations. Yeah. So we will get a call from like a location scout, location manager, or producers, typically the main people that will reach out to my office. And then when they're ready to come up and scout, we'll help line up, you know, the locations, the time frame, when they want to go.
Is this a one-woman business here?
So it has been because we've recently expanded into the other counties. I just recently brought on, and I mean by like just recently, about 2 weeks ago, a very part-time position. It would be wonderful to have a second full-time position. And it's necessary, but at this point, there's just not funding for it. So I'm just really grateful for the extra help that I have.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, especially as it grows.
Yeah.
And $6 million over the last 5 years has come into Shasta, or this region, or just Shasta County?
That's Shasta County.
Just Shasta County in films, and filming, commercials, anything that has to do with this. $6 million.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we've been a base really for like commercial productions. So Ford, Subaru, those kind of. We had Nature Valley here. That was one of our bigger productions.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of independent films because they are working with our area is really great about offering locations at a reasonable cost. And so they can make the venture here and make it worth it, depending on, you know, what it is that that particular production is looking for.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
We're with Sabrina Juricic. Am I even getting
Yeah, that was it. Sabrina Juricic, and she's the original film commissioner. We're very excited to have you here with us this morning. You can look up filmshasta.com and find out more. In fact, I was just looking in some of the resources, Get Listed, Local Cast and Crew, and just going into the different segments and finding out different people that live here that offer services as well is pretty great. We've got news and reports coming up as well. So thanks for being with us this morning. We're going to come back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Number of things that Shasta Regional Medical Center has been recognized for. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services gives them the highest ratings. Of course, the TAVR valve replacement, which happens only at Shasta Regional, where instead of having your chest opened up, they put a valve into your heart via a catheter up your artery, which means you get up that afternoon and go home the next day. You know, miracles of medicine that are occurring at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Sabrina.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, Carl and the Bot. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my hair cut since I moved here. And I don't envision not getting my hair cut there unless they retire and they're young. So I'll have a good place to get my hair cut. Hey, they work by appointments only. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with the regional film director, Sabrina Jurisich. I'm trying. I'm getting closer every time. I find it extremely interesting on how many productions are rolling through here. 'Cause, during the break, is this a, like, 24-hour-day job, Sabrina?
Definitely. Not definitely 24 hours a day. Yeah. But, I mean, it is a job that requires 24/7 availability. And certainly it's a lot of long hours and few and far between breaks. But it's awesome. I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world.
When you're one person, really, you've got a part-time, very part-time person, and you're getting phone calls all the time. But mm-hmm. a lot of this, though, you can probably do over the phone and through your computer. But then they may say, we need an answer. Do you have a location like this? Then what happens? Because they're asking you for certain things. Then are you the one that gets out there?
So we definitely will go out and do some level of pre-scouting. Once it gets to where logistically they need to determine whether that location is viable for their production, they're typically with us for that level of scout. So we will try to send them multiple options, as many options as possible that fit the request or are extremely close to what their initial request was. My personal rule is to respond within 24 hours. So if they have something, and that's, you know, whether it's a Saturday 2 a.m. Email, you know, they get a response back within 24 hours if for any new inquiries. And that's critical because everything in production is time. You know, they it's urgent. So when they're ready to go, they want to be making decisions very quickly. And so having that response has helped us secure a lot of these projects.
What's the have you had a strange request coming in from producers or maybe indie type film things like haunted houses or I'm just saying that, but are the productions all pretty professional, even though that may be a kind of a weird out there type of movie?
Definitely. The ones that I work with are very professional. I mean, we've had a request for like cemeteries. I think it's more just that I have to get over feeling like this may not be possible, you know, because what I've found is that typically anything's possible.
Right.
So we have had requests for like vehicles on, local bridges. And I'm like, oh, those are pedestrian, like sundial, you know, are we really going to be able to allow a vehicle on there? And, you know, the city of Reading is actually very amazing to work with. And they have made a huge impact in this community being film friendly, just with a lot of the yeses that come back and productions realizing they're going to get a lot of support, not only from the film commission, but from the local jurisdictions here as well. So it's definitely been one of those things. We did have a production recently. I can't share the name yet, but it was a documentary film and they needed a fire department and an active fire. And so, as you can imagine, in this area, even now in the middle of winter, it's getting more and more challenging to be able to make those kind of stunts safe and easy to get people on board to want to do. But we did have a local fire department that came on board and said, yes, we are happy to do it. And they actually did like a test drill. And so the production was able to get a live fire on camera for this particular production. So, you know, I just feel like our community is so amazing, from the people that respond to want to be on the production to the jurisdictions that help us. So
what was your favorite part of your job description? What you've talked with us so far this morning is being the regional film commissioner, the film commissioner. It's a big responsibility and a big title, but what's your favorite part of it?
I just love making things happen. You know, I think again, it comes back to like making things that seem impossible come to life. I love people, connecting people and having them be able to achieve their dreams. I mean, we have a lot of people here locally that aren't able to get to LA to be on a production. And so the fact that we can bring those opportunities here and they can grow in their skills and who knows? I mean, we have had people that the productions have loved so much that they've taken them off on other projects.
That's fantastic. So, like, for instance, let's going back to the Christina Ricci film. What I had saw reported in one of the social platforms here locally was that there were several local hands, like prop people and rig people. How many extras were those locally, used locally?
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
Yeah, so they hired more than 50 local extras. They had several of their key positions that were local, so like they have a COVID compliance officer, their location manager, who I worked really closely with. They had their set designers set builders. I mean, they hired a lot of local people on this production.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's rewarding.
It's extremely rewarding. Yeah.
Years ago, a gentleman coming in here was talking about building a production studio years ago. It never came to fruition, in fact. And the idea being is that they could, you know, have a lot of the assets right here instead of having to fly them in. Is that something you see that could be in the future, where they could be doing editing, they could be doing a soundstage, they could be doing things like this?
I think that is highly likely. We have a lot of momentum here. Again, the more and more infrastructure that we have locally and the more that productions see that this is a viable place to make a film, the more likely that we're going to have that come to be. So we have a lot of local people that are invested in filming here. And, so I definitely think that that's something that could come sooner than later. In the industry as a whole, sound stages are at high demand. And there's actually more productions that would be occurring if there were more sound stages available. So if that was something we were actually able to have here, it would just exponentially increase what we do.
But we have to, one of the things talking to a producer said, yeah, but you have to have it, because these are expensive to build and all this, but you have to have a steady stream of people in there or you're going to end up closing it.
Correct.
They were being, really matter of fact with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand it. If you had like a series that was filmed here, that would make it worthwhile. But if we can get it, but if you, like you said, if you can bring in, hey, we have this and this and this, so it saves them money for bringing technicians up where they have to pay them overtime and then double time and put them up and feed them and all these things.
Union.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's a whole other ball game.
We're with Sabrina Juricic, who is the regional film director, and she's talking about the amount of the number of films. We just had a large film that just finished here that had hired over 50 people from the local area for an extended period of time. And the different things that happened, the different commercials, the different, it could be just like, you know, a one-day shoot, not with the stars, but the B-roll, and as an example, out at Shasta Dam. And part of her mission here in life is to get them permits, three permits for one day of shooting. Yeah, because does everybody get a piece of money out of that? I mean, when they get apply for a permit, oh, yeah, but you're going to have to pay us this much.
So it depends on the type of production and the scale. So okay. A lot of times the permits have to do with the number of people on set, how much impact it's going to have to that, mm-hmm. whether they're shutting down roads, what staff time is going to be included. So there's a lot of reasons why it may be zero and it may be thousands.
Okay. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California and is expanding exponentially. Moving down into Southern California, working with Sportsman's Warehouse, Bass Pro, and all this. All of it based right here, and the founder, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, offers the most, the most complete, most comprehensive training, whether it's for your CCW, if it's for renewing your CCW, tactical rifle, long-range precision rifle. All of these things fall under this. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Who do you trust to handle your taxes? Parallel Tax at 1147 Hilltop Drive understands how important trust is when it comes to filing your taxes. The professionals at Parallel Tax not only keep your private information private, they provide a wide range of tax-related services for both individuals and businesses, including preparing, calculating, and filing tax returns. Parallel Tax, 1147 Hilltop Drive. Make an appointment today by calling 530-221-3343. That's 530-221-3343.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
The 36th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR.
Yeah. Is this a local one?
This is Travis. Yeah.
Oh. What we're doing is we're showcasing local talent and music because we have the regional film commissioner here. And so the anything that, you know, anything local, you never can tell. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Today, the last day of February. And it's 8:48 in the morning. 46 degrees. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, 365-3793. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to have Kevin Cry, who is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I had to cut him off the other day because I double scheduled. And so he's coming back. But also Dr. Doug Craig, for those, just to get your blood pressure up. As you know, we take both sides of argument, and then we show that you can disagree without getting angry at each other, which is kind of the way we'd like it to be. You know, he's not going to change my mind. I'm probably not going to change his mind. But you, at the end of it, you've heard new ideas, and you shake hands and you walk away. 8:49 in the morning, and we're here with Sabrina
Jurisich.
Thank you, sweetie.
Regional Film Commissioner for Shasta County, and it's very exciting about all the things that are that are going on. And you know, if you have a question, you can give a call right now to Sabrina. She's here on the show. 605-4567 is our hotline, because it's very interesting about with the process, and we've had over $6 million
come into our come into Shasta County from this.
Yes, we have. Sorry.
I know. You're agreeing
with
me. Didn't
want to interrupt.
No.
Yeah, it's something that that number should continue to grow, you know, as we see more and more of these kind of productions. So last year was actually our second best year in economic impact, and we were nearly $2 million. This year, we're anticipating more than doubling that. So, wow. Like, you know, I mean, it sounds great over the last 5 years. If you look, you know, year over year, it was increasing. Obviously, we had some impacts from COVID, but we're back on track, and I fully expect a really great 2022.
And our Sundial Film Festival, I hope that, also encourages many people to think about what it is to have production or maybe a dream to, you know, people come here, but it's also things can't spring from here.
That's very true. And we love that film festival. So,
oh, it's a great film festival. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny you asked that because that's what was, you know, that's what I was thinking right then. We have our own local filmmakers here.
Mm-hmm.
The infrastructure we have, I mean, we don't have that big infrastructure, of course, because there's been no reason to have it. But a big budget movie could be up here. But what do we have to put in place for something like that to happen?
You know, I think it would be really great for people that have experience in production to get listed on our website, because that's one of the first places that we go to refer productions to. And it never fails when we have large scale productions that more people kind of come out of the woodwork and they're like, oh, we have experience as, you know, a grip or in lighting or, in sound, whatever it is that they have. We would love to get more people listed so that they would be first on demand, basically, for these productions. The large scale productions often will bring their key lead roles, but they'll hire assistants from our area. So it's still important if you have experience. We would love to know about you if we don't already.
And your website is fantastic. I mean, we're thinking, well, maybe we should get our house on there as far as a location shoot.
Or the studios. But I just put down animal rentals. And you've got four different groups here, Rockin' M Rodeo, and then several names that can provide animals for production.
And handle animals, you know, having an animal handler.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing what we have resource-wise here, but we always need more. It never fails. And then we have people that, you know, do get pulled out to productions out of our area, and so it may look like one category has a lot more offerings than others, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're available for every project. So, again, we would just still encourage people to get on there and get listed.
So we have a couple things here. You got the Shasta County Film Commission. which, and you're the regional film commissioner. How does somebody get in touch with what their inquiries or questions? Is there a place to send them so they can have their answers? You know what I mean? Get their answers.
Well, we have a contact us form on the website. They can also call myself, which is 530-710-7784. You can call, text. I will get back to you. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, you bet.
That is really great. So you're so encouraging. Thank you so much, really, Sabrina. I think it takes a certain person that, like you said, people call it 10, they call it 2, and people want it in show business. They want it now. They don't think about the 5 o'clock dinner. No, they want it now. It's a production. People, you know, some really great artist minds are working around the clock. I mean, you got to roll that way. You just have to roll that way in this business.
When we talk about locations, and I just clicked on it on your website,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you've got a whole bunch of them right here. Now, these people have said that they're available for that. Is that correct?
For the most part. We have, so some of them would be locations that might serve the production. So you might have, like, accommodations on there that are available. And so we're wanting to give them a feel for what they might get at various accommodations. So some of it's film-friendly in regards to serving the production, and some of it's film-friendly in regards to actually allowing filming there. Just because something is film-friendly also doesn't, and for filming on their production, they may have issues with a particular script. So we always have to put the particular request from that production into the property owner's hands. So it's just because it's on there, it's not necessarily a guarantee. But yes, for the most part, that is what that means.
Okay, so we're going to get our studios listed here in case they ever want to do a, you know, come into the radio studio.
Definitely. We would love to have you on there.
Shoot it up or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Sabrina, thank you so much. Last thoughts here on, I shouldn't say last thoughts, but
closing thoughts for this particular morning show.
Most people have no idea what this is, that we had this kind of action going on here in movies. And everybody, when you talk to them, think, well, why not? We've got beautiful scenery. We've got the lakes. We have friendly people.
Yeah. I just thank you so much for helping to get the word out. And I really appreciate this community. The success of the Film Commission really is just a reflection of how the community has rallied around in support of filmmakers. And I am so, so grateful for that.
We've got it all here. Well, Sabrina, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Yeah. While we're here today, we did have the Oklahoma show from Reading. Well, you know, some of the kids were here from Reading Christian School. That there's a wonderful performance happening this weekend at the Cascade Theater. It's Oklahoma, the youth edition. Okay, it's because it's a Reading Christian School. They're kids, they're freshmen through seniors, and they're adorable. So we've got two tickets to give away right now for our caller at 605-4567. This is going to be for the Saturday, March 5th at 3 o'clock p.m. This will be it for this weekend. That's Saturday, March 5th at 3 o'clock p.m. Give us a call now. We got two tickets for you here at KCNR.
Yeah, and on our website here is we have a listener survey. And just go to our website, if you don't mind filling it out. I think it's like four questions, and we don't know who you are. When we send it, or when you send it, I don't think we know. No, we don't know. It kind of gives us an idea of different areas. I mean, we've been starting our 12th year here, so it's not like we haven't done this before. It's not our first rodeo, but we're always looking for new ideas and looking for, things that the community is interested in. Over this 12 years, we've had like 5,000 guests cycle through here. And of all kinds, and, not every one of them brand new, but, if you're looking for somebody, if you've got an idea, hey, you know what? These guys would be great to talk to. We're all for that. And so when we take all that, like I said, tomorrow, Doug Craig's joining us and Kevin, Cry, who is running for supervisor. I think my friends over the next few months, starting really tomorrow, when Tim Garman takes over as supervisor, gets sworn in, this is going to be a very interesting time to see what, you know, see how our county is moving forward. But the big thing is hopefully it'll be without rancor and anger, and that we can move forward, you know, as a community, doing the right thing for our community. The election's coming up, of course, in June, all the primaries, covering state, local, and federal. So it's going to be an interesting year, and stay with us while we're doing that. Today, I want to thank you for coming in, because you have you've got to get blood drawn. And when you get blood drawn, you don't eat, you don't have your coffee.
Get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and just like, stare out into space. And you throw me questions and I can't think right now, okay?
No, you're doing great. But I want, you know what, because you wanted to be in here today, you know.
I wanted to see Sabrina. I wanted to see the cast. And I was like, really wanted to be here to see you again. And congratulate you and encourage you to come on our show regularly and share with whatever we can to be supportive of this endeavor.
Thank you so much. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, everybody have a great day. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.